We've been talking about bringing Jannah down to earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, at Surah number 2, ayah 201 says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا عَاتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And there are some amongst them who say, Our Rabb, grant us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the punishment of the fire. To recap what we've been talking about, basically we're trying to find the psychological profile, the physiological, psychological, emotional profile of one who is Ahlul Jannah, one who will be Ashabul Jannah, who will enter Jannah. By extension, that means one who is striving to realize his or her full potential and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've been looking at some of the ayat of the Quran which show us the qualities of Ahlul Jannah. Let's continue with these qualities. In Surah Al-Ra'd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. This is Surah Al-Ra'd, Surah number 13, Ayah number 35. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's the likeness of the Jannah which the righteous are promised, or the ones who have taqwa have been promised. Now we've talked about taqwa very many times, and very often it is translated as those who fear Allah, or those who are righteous. So what does that actually mean? When one is God conscious, when one is aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every moment of one's life, then you find that we do not veer towards anything that He has forbidden, and we go towards that which He has asked us to do. In other words, taqwa very simply is one who fulfills all their wajibat, all their fariza, and keeps away from all that is haram. It is actually one who protects himself or herself from sins. That basically is the essence of one who has taqwa. Let's continue. This time let's look at Surah Maryam, which is Surah number 19 and Ayah number 60. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us another quality of those who are Ahlul Jannah. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Now let's see what this is talking about, because it says, except those who do tawbah, who have iman, who do amal salihat, who do good deeds, they will enter Jannah, and they should not be dealt with unjustly in any way. Let's look at the ayah before, because here is Allah says, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيًّا. But there came after them an evil generation who neglected their salah and followed their sensual desires, so they will really meet perdition. They will really be punished. And then he continues to say, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ, except those who make a U-turn, who turn back from neglecting prayers, who turn back from following their sensual desires. So Ahlul Jannah are those who, on realizing their mistakes, on realizing their sins, immediately turn back. What does that mean? That means they perceive the gravity of what they have done. They understand that. They then correct themselves, and then they turn to their Rabb for help to be able to progress in the right direction. In the same ayah, in the same surah rather, ayah 62, is another sign. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now in Jannah He says, لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا إِلَّا سَلَامًا. They do not hear anything, they shall not hear therein any vain discourse except peace. وَلَهُمْ رِزْقُهُمْ فِيهَا بُخْرَةً وَعَشِيًا. And they shall have their sustenance morning and evening. So one of the things, like I said, Jannah is a continuation of what we do here. What we sow, we reap. We cannot get apples from a from a banana plant, we cannot get apples from a grapevine, etc. And in the same way, Jannah is an extension for what we do here. And one of the other things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is that they have no vain talk. There is no talk that is useless. There is no gossip. There is no slander. There is no wasting of time. In essence, there is no nonsense in their talk. There is disciplined talk. And there is peace, but only peace, illa salama. What they do communicate with people is bringing of peace. Let's go a little further. Now we look at Surah Al-Ankabut, which is Surah number 29. Let's start with Ayah 58. We're actually looking at Surah Ayah 59. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ayah 58 says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُبَوِّئَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفًا تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. For those who believe and do good, we will give them the abode in the high places in Jannah, beneath which rivers flow. Abiding therein, and then he says, نِعْمَ أَجْرَ الْعَامِلِينَ. How good the reward of the workers, الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكِّلُونَ. Those who are patient and those who trust in their Rabb, who rely in their Rabb. Tawakkal, another major aspect, another major characteristic of one who is Ahlul Jannah. They trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, I repeat the story just to bring to mind the story of Hajra, when she's left in the jungle, when she's left in the desert with her baby. She tells Ibrahim, is this the order of my Rabb? And when he says yes, she says, go then, I will be okay. That is trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that He will look after you if you follow His orders. If we perceive and persist to work in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His way, know that there will always be goodness and at the end. بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ. If any time in life we have done everything in a particular given situation according to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have not crossed the barriers at all, regardless of what the immediate result may be, know there is khair in whatever happens. And this is called tawakkal in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go a little further. Surah Yasin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغْلٍ فَاقِهُونَ. Indeed, the dwellers of Jannah on that day are occupied. They're in an occupation quite happy. So, by extension, that means people who are Ahlul Jannah are always busy, always occupied. There is no wastage of time. They make use of the ni'mah of time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides them. So there's no talk of, I'm bored, I've got nothing to do, I don't know what to do, idle mind is a devil's workshop. They keep themselves occupied. So much to do, so much to learn, so much to read, so much to help others, so much to do a little bit towards humanity. Nobody can say, I don't have anything to do, or I'm bored. When we say that, we're actually saying that I'm not taking the opportunity to make full use of the time, the ni'mah of time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. Such little time, so much to do. Go a little further. The next ayah we will look at is from Surah Az-Zumar, that's Surah number 39, Ayah 73, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ الزُّمْرَ. And those who have taqwa, who are careful of their duty to their Rabb, who are God conscious, shall be conveyed to Jannah. إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمْرَ in companies. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا, till when they come to it. وَفُتِيَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, and the door shall be opened. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ تِبْتُمْ فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. That when the doors are open, the keepers of it shall say, peace be on you, you shall be happy, therefore enter in it to abide. They are people orientated. They go together. You can see, they will be taken to Jannah in groups. They're not loners. They make sure that their goodness radiates. They encourage others. They take others with them. They're motivators. They make sure that they show others too. It's an amazing factor. People who have multi-intelligences, that is IQ, emotional intelligence, and spiritual intelligence. And all our prophets were like this, and the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find that they motivated people towards goodness in the right way, and when they did call people towards it, it was as the Quran has ordained them to do. Bil hikmah wal ma'izatul hasana, and good admonition in the good way. Let's go a little further. This time we look at Surah number 41, which is Surah Hamim, and Ayah number Hamim Sajda, and Ayah number 30, where Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, "Inna al-ladina qalu Rabbuna Allahu thumma istaqamu tatanazzalu alayhim al-malaikatu alla taqafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun." As for those who say, "Our Rabb is Allah," then continue in the right way. The angels descend upon them, say, "Don't fear nor be grieved, no fear, no sadness, and receive good news of the garden which you were promised." So three aspects come out here. They are consistent. They're not fickle. What they do, they continue, because Allah says, look, what do they do? ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. They continue in the right way. They are steadfast in what they do. Secondly, they have no fear, they have no sadness. This is an amazing quality that runs through the no fear and the no sadness. Let's go a little further now. Surah Al-Ahqaf, this is Surah number 46, the sand hills. And if we look at Ayah 15 and 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, gives us another aspect of those who are Ahlul Jannah. He says, وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا, and we have enjoined on the human being the doing of good to his parents. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ قُرْحًا وَوَدَعَتْهُ قُرْحًا, with trouble did his mom bear him, and with trouble did she bring him forth. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَعْرًا, and the bearing of him and the weaning of him was 30 months. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ شُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً, until when he attains his maturity and comes to the age of 40, قَالَ, he says, رَبِّي أَوْزِعَنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. My Rabb, grant me that I may give thanks for your favor which you have bestowed on me and on my parents, and that I may do good which pleases you, and do good to me in respect of my children. Indeed, I turn to you, and surely I am of those who submit. Allah continues to say, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَتَقَبَّلُ أَنْهُمْ أَحَسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا وَنَتَجَاوَزُ عَنْ سَيِّعَاتِهِمْ فِي أَصْحَابِ الْجَنَّةِ وَعْدَ الصِّدْقِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ. These are they from whom we accept the best of what they have done and pass over their evil deeds. That means we look over them amongst the dwellers of Jannah, the promise of truth which they were promised. Let's go a little further to look at the negative aspects, to Ayah 17 and 18. And here Allah says, وَالَّذِي قَالَ لِوَالِدَيْهِ أُفٍّ لَكُمَا أَتَعِدَانِنِي أن أخرج وقد خلت القرون من قبلي وهما يستغيثان الله ويلك آمن إن وعد الله حق فيقول ما هذا إلا أساطير الأولين أولئك الذين حق عليهم القول في أمم قد خلت من قبلهم من الجن والإنس إنهم كانوا خاسرون. And he who says to his parents, "Oof on you, do you threaten me that I shall be brought forth when generations have already passed away before me?" And they both call for the help of Allah. Woe to you, believe, indeed the promise of Allah is true. But he says that this is nothing but stories of the ancient people. These are they against whom the word has proved true amongst nation of the jinn and men that have already passed away before them. Indeed, they are losers. So when we look at these four ayat, it means those who are Ahlul Jannah recognize the rights of parents and children. In other words, they recognize the responsibilities, their responsibilities towards their parents and towards their children. We will look at this aspect in more detail in a couple of days. Actually, look at the rights of parents and the rights of children. But I'd like to continue with this profile. So there are about 26 qualities. We've got three more left which we'll look at today. Let's look at Surah Al-Hadid now. And Surah Al-Hadid is Surah number 57. And here, let's look at Ayah 21, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْعَرْضِ وَعِدَّةٍ لِلَّذِينَ عَامَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. Hasten, run, hurry to forgiveness from your Rabb and to a Jannah whose extensiveness of which is as the extensiveness of the heavens and the earth, and it's prepared for those who believe in Allah and His messengers. ذَلِقَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُعْطِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is the grace of Allah. He gives it to whom He pleases. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. And Allah is the Lord of mighty grace. So one of the other qualities of Ahlul Jannah is that they hasten to forgiveness. They ask for forgiveness. They appreciate the fact that they have sinned and immediately recognize it, run to correct it. Next we look at Surah Al-Dahar, and we've talked about this, but Surah Al-Dahar is Surah number 76 rather, sometimes known as Surah Al-Insan. And here in Ayah 7 Allah describes them when He says, يُوفُونَ بِالنَّذْرِ وَيَخَافُونَ يَوْمٍ كَانَ شَرْهُ مُسْتَطِيرًا. The ones who enter Jannah are those who fulfill their promises and fear a day the evil of which shall be spreading far and wide. So they don't break their promises. They are people of their word. Continuing with the same surah, it gives some more qualities. He says, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَعَسِيرًا. And they give out food out of love for him to the poor and the orphan and the captive. And you know what they say? They say, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرَيْدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We only feed you for Allah's sake. We desire from you neither reward nor thanks. In the same surah, let's go again, and Allah continues. He says, وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا. And the reward because of their patience, and we've talked about sabr, is Jannah and silk. So, important aspects, qualities that we need to look at. List them out. There are about 26 qualities, and all comprised of this picture we get that's building up the profile of one who is Ahlul Jannah. Inshallah, we will continue with this tomorrow, and we'll look at the aspects we've looked at in greater detail.